From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Myanmar's military rulers are creating serious complications in the effort to get aid to survivors of last Saturday's cyclone. Tens of thousands of people are believed to have died in the storm, and international organizations fear the death toll could get higher if Myanmar's military rulers don't allow more aid into the country. Today, the U.S. State Department said it got the go-ahead to send in one cargo plane on Monday. And several more United Nations deliveries are scheduled for the weekend. But the reclusive government is refusing to allow foreign relief experts into the country. And today, it took control of shipments that were delivered by the UN. Earlier today, I talked to Paul Risley, he's spokesman for the World Food Program in Bangkok, about what his organization is trying to do.
The status right now is one of the greatest challenges certainly that the World Food Program and other international humanitarian organizations have faced in dealing with a natural disaster of great magnitude in Myanmar. The good news is we got some food in today. We got 38 tons of high-energy biscuits. That's enough to feed 95,000 people. The challenge, though, is working with the government of Myanmar. These biscuits are now with the government, and we are working very closely with the ministries, with the government officials that we know, to ensure that those biscuits are part of an effective measure to bring food now to the people who need it.
You're outside of Myanmar. How do you know what's actually going on there? How do you know if the food is or isn't, these biscuits are or aren't getting to the people who need them?
We have a very substantial program on the ground. We have over 225 national staffers. We have an additional 15 international staffers. To some degree, they are able to be part of the assessment teams. We had some success yesterday and this morning in setting up the beginnings of a food hub in Labuta Township, which is one of the hardest hit areas. So slowly but surely, we are able to increase our knowledge of what the survivors of this cyclone need right now. The challenge is literally a race against time to persuade the government that we can work with them.
You said the clock is running out. How much time do you have?
Well, today was day six following the cyclone. Generally, humanitarian experts will tell you that there's a 10-day window following a natural disaster. If you can't get into the people who have survived a cyclone or something similar to that in that period, you run a great risk that those people will begin to drink water that they know is dirty or that they know is polluted. The threat of waterborne illnesses such as cholera and dysentery begin to creep up on you. And those are illnesses that can spread through the population. The lack of food, the exposure to the elements, to the sun during the day, to cold at night and rain during the day, all of these can combine to create truly fatal circumstances.
Mr. Risley, I must say, as a journalist here in Washington, D.C., it's very hard to try to get a real assessment of what's going on in Myanmar because there's so many mixed messages coming out of that country. There in Bangkok, is it any clearer there? Do you have a clearer picture of what's actually going on in country?
I don't think it's really any clearer or any different. But certainly what is most frustrating today is that this was a natural disaster. This was a disaster that could have occurred in any country, but it happened in Myanmar. And in any other country, I think by the sixth day afterwards, there would be international assistance available and present and ready to help the people who are most in need. But because of politics, because of history, because of the way people look at different boundaries and borders, there is still a great challenge and a great difficulty in getting something as simple as a biscuit to a man or a woman or a child who've been waiting since Saturday.
We've been speaking with Paul Risley. He's a spokesperson for the World Food Program. Mr. Risley, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.